Welcome back to the audio experience. What's going on, fam? How we doing? It is Saturday evening around 6:30, January the 16th. I hope you are focused on getting your shit done, crushing it. I wanted to share a story from Skylar, a member of the Swole fam, because this message of mental health is so important, especially as we're going into 2021 and we are deep into 2020 part two with all the coronavirus panic, the social political panic, all the constant fear that is being forced into your eye holes and ear holes every fucking day from your coworkers to friends and family, social media, everything's a hot mess. And you know that the messaging on the Daily Swole podcast and all my platforms has really been going more private. We're doing a lot more private content inside Swole TV, going private into the Swole fam Discord, Swole text, a lot of the private streaming, a lot of stuff is going deeper and more exclusive because it's time to really block out more and more noise. And I want to give the Swole fam more opportunities to completely unplug from all the mainstream diarrhea, so to speak. So this post actually from Skylar is awesome, and I wanted to share it. Went over it on the podcast recently this week, but I want to put an exclamation point and talk a little bit more about it. Skylar writes, "Hey guys, we all know physical health is important, but I wanted to start a thread for our mental health achievements as that's super important too. What's your mental state like lately and how have we all improved on that? What's your favorite way to improve your mental health? My achievement is that yesterday I was officially 5 years clean of self-harm. I'm also coming up on 2 years of beating depression. I still struggle with anxiety and trauma disorders, but every day gets better. My favorite thing to do is just run a nice bath, chill out, do some skincare, and just hang out with my pets and relax. It's the little things for me, you know? Just a nice couple hours to breathe." So first, a shout out to Skylar. Thank you so much for sharing. I think, especially in 2020 and coming into this year, we have to have more open conversations about mental health. And you know that pillar number 6 is mindfulness of the 7 pillars of Swolenormous. So if you happen to be listening to this and you happen to not be a part of the Swole fam, download your copy of the 7 pillars over at swolenormousx.com. It's right there in a red banner on the top of the page, and it'll outline the 7 pillars and what the Swole fam focuses on every single day, because as we know, it's all about consistency, which is pillar number 7, but it's about doing the little things, putting the bricks down every day to build that wall. Every single day we're making steps towards our goals. And it's important to focus on the things that we can control day to day, because that's what's going to add up long term and build us stronger, more resilient for all aspects and in all aspects of our life. So take a moment to make some brain gains today. Focus on pillar number 6. Listen to Skylar. Focus on improving your mental health. Give yourself some time to just be. And I think in a time where we have so many things at our fingertips with our phones and computers and such, we open up so much time because we are able to get the standard things done in our life more efficiently. So we open up more time because we are able to get more stuff done with technology. But as a result, we fill up that extra time with more things because we're able to get so many more things done. We see, hey, I got a couple hours free. Let me get more accomplished. Let me pack in more things. And I'm constantly battling with that because as social media expands, I'm probably going to be talking about this on an upcoming procast or an impact. Make sure you also check out the other shows that we have from Swolenormous. Check out the Daily Swole podcast. Check out Red, White, and Swole. And check out the Swolenormous procast. It just dropped episode 10. Because it's very tech related. And because I'm a creator and I rarely use social media, if ever, personally, I really don't. I just text my inner circle because everything that I do on social media is for the business, is for Swolenormous. As a creator, it's getting more and more strenuous because there are more and more places to post. And as the big tech tyrants keep shutting down and censoring people, you're getting a lot more of these side apps and this splintering, which just makes it more hectic for more places to post. Then you have to post your content all these different places, and it's very hard to juggle. So there's a constant battle with creating enough content, making sure people see it, but also juggling and making sure you're posting content, or I'm posting content, the business is posting content on all different platforms. Not to mention, if you are a consumer and you have all these apps and you're consuming on all these different platforms, it can get very, very crazy. So it's very important that I look out for the Swole Fam's mental health, which is why I'm trying to focus attention and give people the ability to consume the content on less platforms, on specific platforms, on platforms that separate you from the constant barrage of other people's opinions. And other people's opinions aren't evil or bad inherently, but the noise. You want to be able to look for opinions, look for thoughts, look for conversation, communication when you want to. You don't want to be a passenger and just allow yourself to get eye fucked and ear fucked when it's out. You know, you don't want to relinquish your control. You want to make sure you stay in the driver's seat. Don't allow yourself to be jerked around. Make sure that you are in control of your phone. Make sure that you're moving your apps off on other pages. Make sure you are deleting apps that you don't use. I'm doing stuff more and more where if I'm at my computer, I can access certain things. If I'm on my phone, I'm removing them. So I'm not always attached to these, I'm not always plugged in. You want to make sure that you are not always getting eye and ear raped. You want to make sure that you stay in control of your consciousness. And that's why stepping away, that's why this message from Skylar is important. Take some time to relax, take some time to think, meditate, make some brain gains, spend some time with just free thought, you sitting, thinking, letting your mind wander. We need some more creative free time. We need some more space. Allow yourself to take that space. Don't keep yourself boxed in. Give yourself some time to breathe, some room to breathe, and maybe even more importantly, permission to breathe, permission just to exist and chill the fuck out. I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a little more insight going into the weekend and this coming week. Make sure you're taking care of your mental health. Make some brain gains. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon.